So is it okay if I record you?
Oh, right. Okay.
So do you mind saying your name?
Sarah Knox.
Okay. And you can be comfortable. Like, sit
oh,
however.
Okay.
You don't have to talk.
I'm comfortable.
Okay. I'm going to have to start reading this paragraph. So thank you so much for agreeing to participate in this project. It will surely benefit the community now and in the future. The goal of this questionnaire is to produce as detailed and coherent a narrative of your story as possible. In light of that, I encourage you to feel free to not worry about providing an answer that is too long or too in-depth. So in what year were you born?
1937.
Okay. And where were you born?
Relaford County. And I was born in Milton, Tennessee. In Milton, but that's in Relaford County.
Okay. Uh-huh. And how do you define yourself in terms of race or ethnic identity?
Black, right, uh-huh.
Okay. And what's the last level of schooling that you completed?
I completed high school. I completed the 12th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And are you married or have you ever been married?
No. Single.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So tell me about your place of, tell me about growing up in Rutherford County. What was your childhood like?
It was good. We grew up in Milton, mm-hmm. because that's why we was born and raised in Milton, mm-hmm. and we had a good life. It was good. Mother and father, they was real good, pretty mm-hmm. strict. later in years we moved to Murfreesboro.
Okay.
But I attended a grammar school. It was in Milton.
Okay.
Uh huh. So it was like. It was real interesting. It was real good because we had a one big room, one building,
mm-hmm.
and everybody was in that one room. And you had a section over here and a section over there, first, second, third.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting. I had my school teacher. I had two first grade,
uh-huh.
and you know back then you were supposed to like. Went to school at 6 years old.
Okay.
That's when you're supposed to start. I didn't start at six.
When'd you start?
I started at 9 because I didn't want to go to school.
Oh, really?
Why not?
I didn't want to go to school, and you know, back then your parents kind of made you go, so
uh-huh.
they let me stay home to like, through 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
So I guess my mom thought it was time now, you got to go to school.
Yeah.
So ever all the rest of my sisters and, you know, they were going to school and I'd always cry. So when you cry, you know, you get your ways.
Yeah.
But I finally went, I finished it. I went at 9 years old.
Uh-huh.
So it was real good. It was
yeah.
real nice. Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you want to go? Were you just...
Oh, no, I just didn't want to leave home.
Yeah.
At then, I just didn't want to leave my mom and daddy, but they was, working. They was going to work and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then finally, they just told me, it's just time you got to go to school. So when I went and started the school, I really liked it. I really
yeah.
fell in love with it.
Yeah.
So we had a good life.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Was it more like suburban or rural or like city?
More like city.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Because Milton was just a little small town.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it was more like just a city-wide. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So what was your, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had one brother.
Okay.
I had one brother and three sisters.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And where are you in the...
And I'm the last one.
To the baby?
I was the baby.
Okay. That's where you
want to
live. Okay.
Yeah, I was the last one.
Okay.
And so I just had one brother.
Okay.
He was a good brother. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He was, oldest, and I was the youngest, and he always wanted to try to make all of us mine. But my oldest sister, she was the oldest. My brother was next to her.
Uh-huh.
And my other two sisters, everybody was older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So they was... always going to make you mine, but they, we got along real good. We had a good
yeah.
life. Mm-hmm.
You're close.
Yeah.
So you're close with your siblings?
Huh?
You're close with your brother and sisters?
Yeah, we was pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. He was always the big brother.
Mm-hmm.
So he was our oldest brother, but he was a good brother, big brother. And, big brother's going to always take care of the sisters. So I think mostly that's what he done.
Yeah.
But he later he, I think he was around like, what was he? About 60 something when he got sick. He had throat cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. So he lived about when they first diagnosed the throat cancer. Well, you know, like they give you maybe like 2 or 3 months and whatever. Yeah. But after he had the surgery and everything, and he lived, I guess about 5 or 6 years after.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. So it was, he died peacefully. It was, mm-hmm. he was, you know, just the throat cancer and all.
Yeah.
Then my oldest sister, she was the oldest of all of us. She died. She was like diabetic and stuff like that. But she worked all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I had a sister passed last year, and she just, you know, kind of sick off and on, and then she became a diabetic too.
Mm-hmm.
So we still, you know, we just had a good life.
So you have one sister still alive?
I have one sister still alive.
And where does she live?
She lives around the corner from me.
Oh, nice.
She was the one that lived in Dayton.
Okay.
She lived in Dayton, Ohio.
Okay.
And her husband died.
Okay.
And her husband died last year.
Okay.
And I think she just kind of made up in her mind. She just moved back here in November. She moved back in November.
Yeah.
So she lives around the corner from me with her daughter.
That's nice.
Uh-huh.
To like have family. Uh-huh,
yeah. So she lives around the corner. So then, my mother, she died in 89.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And my brother, he died in 94. And my older sister, she died in 80s. She died in 86.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So we just always been real close.
We're
always real close family. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good. Do you have any animals, any pets when you were growing up?
We always had a little dog.
Mm-hmm.
But my brother, he liked dogs. He always owned a dog. So we would, kind of pick at his dog and he'd make us behave. But we never did have nothing else. When my father, he was, he did like farm work.
Okay.
So he did, he milked cows and stuff.
Okay.
We'd always want to go to the barn with him and help him milk, but he'd always send us back home, send us back to the house.
Yeah, yeah.
And my mother, she always did housework.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did he work on someone else's farm, or was it?
Yeah,
okay.
He worked on somebody else's farm. Mostly it was the people like we live with. And, they would work, mm-hmm. on the farm.
Okay.
Uh-huh. He worked on the farm, and it was like people that we live with on the farm.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But my mother, she just always did housework, keep house and stuff.
And and then how old are you? You said when you moved to Murfreesboro?
We moved to Murfreesboro when I was, I went to Bradley. I was in the fifth or sixth grade. I think I was in the sixth grade when you moved to Murfreesboro.
Okay.
Because I went to Bradley.
Okay. And then where did you, where did you live? Oh, sweet. Never mind. So then that's like living in the city too, basically.
Right. When we moved from Milton, it was like, I call Milton the little country, it was like in the country. And mm-hmm. then when we moved to Murfreesboro, it was like we moved to town.
We moved
to city.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
What was that change like for you? Did you like it, or was it?
Yeah, I liked it. Cause it was a pretty big change. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it was, I liked it.
And why did you move?
When we moved from Milton, the family just decided to move, everybody grown up and everything, so we just, just decided to move, move to Murfreesboro.
What did your parents change jobs?
Because when we moved to Murfreesboro, my dad, he worked at MTSU, they used to call it the, he worked that day in the maintenance part.
Okay.
And they always worked in this, what you call it, the furnace, like, to keep, you know, the...
Like the heating?
Keep business? The heating and everything, okay. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. So he worked there, and my brother, he worked at Home Furniture Company.
Okay.
So, and my sister, she worked at, my oldest sister, she always worked for the Mayor Westbrook. So she worked there till she retired and everything. And my mother still, you know, continued to do the housework. She worked for different people.
Okay.
And she kind of raised, you know, the families that she worked for. She kind of, you know, they had, you know, children. She kind of, like, raised them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she just always done that kind of work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What were your, like, dreams for the future when you were, like, a kid or a teenager? Did you have any, I want to be, like, a nurse or I want to be a teacher or that kind of thing?
I always had, you know, like, dreams of being a nurse, and then I always wanted, like, to be a beautician, mm-hmm. and I didn't do either one of them. So, but when I, my first job I had, when I first went to work, the first job I had, I was babysitting. Uh-huh, and, you know, you kind of fall in love with babies. Mm-hmm. And then after I stopped babysitting and all, and that's when my first job, I went to work at this little heat craft. It was like a factory.
Okay.
And so I worked there until it closed. It closed up. And then after I left heat craft, I went back to babysitting for a little while. So I think it was 86. That's when I started working at the hospital.
Okay.
So that, I worked there at the hospital until I retired.
So mm-hmm. You said heat craft. What's that?
That was like a factory where they made different little parts.
Okay.
They made different parts like little wiring for stoves and refrigerators and just different little stuff like that. Because it was a little factory right out here on the Woodbury Highway.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do there?
I call it putting little caps on the wires. So, you know, like, I think you see them on stove and stuff now, you know, like the little orange tips and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They would always take the little wires and stick the little orange clip on the wires. So that's most of what I done there.
Yeah.
So I stayed there until it closed up.
Okay.
And that's when I went to work at the hospital.
What did you do at the hospital?
At first, when I first started the hospital, I worked in the laundry room.
Okay.
And that was just like, you know, folding linen, folding sheets and stuff like that. And I worked in there for about 3 years, and then they put the position on the board where they need the transporter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I went into transporting.
Okay.
So in transporting, you know, you transport patients to whatever tests they had to have. Discharges home.
Yeah.
And that's most of what the transportation consists of.
So I
enjoyed that. It was real, you know. So we always take patients to the room, bring them back. We always used, you know, they used wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
Back then they call them the stretchers, the little roll beds. So that's where I retired from. I went to work in that. I was transporting. So I retired in 2000.
What was that like, working in transport? How was that?
It was a good job.
Mm-hmm.
You got to meet different people, and you got to, and you got to, you know, be around, you know, different people, and a lot of sometimes scary things, like they bring real critical patients in, and maybe you had to, you know, help transport them from the emergency room, you know, to the room, and it was real good. I loved it.
That could be pretty fast paced.
I really loved it.
Yeah.
But you know, like some things, you know, some patients be critical, and you have to, you know, maybe move them down to maybe X-ray or MRI or something like that, and they have to take them by bed and all of this equipment they'd have with them, you know, some of them would be with real critical.
Yeah.
That would kind of, you know, get next to you. Mm-hmm. But as we, you know, continued in it, it eased up. It got mm-hmm. a little better. But it was a good job. I really loved it.
What hospital mm-hmm. was that?
Middle Tennessee Medical Center.
Oh, the TSU one? Okay.
That's when we had the old hospital. It was like up here on University.
Okay.
And then after they built the new hospital, the one they got out here on Medical Center Boulevard, that's the new hospital.
Okay.
But I never did. I had done retired before they got that far. So I didn't get to work at the new hospital.
Yeah.
But it was a good job. I really enjoyed it. I really loved it. Mm-hmm.
So what kind of games did you play as a child and then as a teenager?
We just always played like baseball. We'd always, you know, just play something like baseball. And when my mother, she always would play the, what you call, Chinese checkers.
Mm-hmm.
And then she played the marbles. Mm-hmm. she just always did that. And I would, you know, we'd always play with, you know, play little games like that, family game.
Yeah.
Bingo, that was all our favorite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So mostly, you know, but it's just like the softball.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. We would play that.
What about at high school? What kind of games did you like? Or, like, what kind of stuff would you do for fun?
When we went to high school...
Did you go to Holloway?
Holloway, mm-hmm. We just did mostly like basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But they had football game. They had football games and everything, but... We were just always interested in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But we would go to, you know, football games and all. We would always have a good, you know, good turnout at football games and stuff. And we'd always, and then they would have, you know, like free movies and stuff in the park and little entertainments, you know, like that. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Go ahead.
And that was, you know, most about all we, you know, do in school. We were just like going to ball games and free movies and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Did you go to, did people have, did you have friends in your neighborhood after you moved into Murfreesboro?
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. We always had friends. And the one that was in the project, Ann Frazier,
uh-huh.
We always lived on, that's when we was all growing up, we always lived on the same street.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. And Shannon Blackman, the one... We was always on the same street. He would live, you know, Shannon like living in down in this section. We lived in this section. Ann lived across the street from me.
Oh, yeah?
So we just all been, you know, kind of close.
Yeah.
That was called Lee Street. And we'd always call, well, the section, like, on one side would be, they would call, like, 6th Ward.
Yeah.
And then on the section where on the side that we lived on, they would call it like 3rd Ward.
Mm-hmm.
So we just always had good neighbors.
Yeah.
Mm, we always had good neighbors.
Do you remember what kind of stuff you and your friends would talk about in high school?
No, most of the fun things. Because we didn't, I say back in them days, we didn't do too much.
Not gossiping. No. Oh boy.
Sometimes we just regale on gossip on Sunday evenings. So.
Yeah. Were there like dances? Did you go to proms or anything? Dances?
Yeah, we attended prom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I remember my first prom we went to, me, my cousin, and another friend of mine that lived on Lee Street.
Mm-hmm.
We are three. We always been real close.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the little prom dates at night, and it was so funny.
What was your dress?
Most of the time, I know, see, we had, you know, the little boys, they carried us to the prom, and it was, and they called, they would carry us out to eat before we went to the prom.
Uh-huh.
And just, we just thought that was really great, because it wasn't, one prom we went to, I remember I wore a yellow dress, mm-hmm. and like, my cousin, she had on, I think hers was like a white and purple. And then my other friend, Mayru, she would always have like purple. Her color would be purple. Uh-huh. She liked that color. And then, you know, like on a Saturday when we didn't have anything to do, we would, you know, go to the movies. Mm-hmm. And they would have this Princess Theater. Mm-hmm. And back in them days, guess how much we was paying to go to the movie? Or 5 cents.
5 cents.
Ten cents.
What would you see? What kind of movies?
It'd sometimes be a Western, mm-hmm. And just look like funny movies. Mm-hmm. And Western, they call it, what was it called? Gunsmoke and all. And we'd always say, I don't like no Western movie. I don't come.
Tomato, here, I'll pause it. Okay.
So they, I don't know, I still get them calls.
Yeah, no, that makes me really.
Mm-hmm, they just worry you to death.
Sometimes on my phone now I get, like, text messages, which, like, makes me, because I only have, like, a certain number, you know, like, uh-huh. on my cell phone if I get them, whatever. Like, whatever. Okay, sorry. Were the movies back then, was that, like, the long movie? Where it'd be, like,
yeah.
two in a row, or...
Yeah, like, two in a row. And sometimes we'd go in morning time, and then you could just, you know, stay, like, all day, or mm-hmm. whatever. Stay as long as you wanted to.
Yeah.
And we'd just sit up in the movie and eat popcorn, and...
yeah.
Yeah,
that's funny. So tell me about, so how did you get to school at elementary, what was the name of your grammar school?
Brown School, that was in Milton.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, he would take us.
Okay.
Uh-huh, my dad take us to school because it was kind of far, and it was too far, like, to walk. See, and we didn't have a bus back then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. So my daddy would take us to school and bring us back.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But then when we moved to town, we walked mostly.
Mm-hmm.
But then when my children started school, they had buses then.
Okay.
Yeah, so they ride the bus.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But my dad always carried us to school in Milton.
Okay.
And then when we moved to town, and sometimes he would take us to school, and sometimes we just, you know, when we just wanted to walk, we could walk, because Bradley, you know, with that close.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So going back to the school in Middleton, it was, so you said it was one room? Or it was
two
rooms,
just,
right?
Yeah, just one big building.
One big building, okay. Uh-huh,
but they would... section it off, like over in this corner would be like first grade,
mm-hmm.
and then like over in this corner, you know, you'd be a teacher for the, you know, like second grade.
Yeah.
But it only went to the fifth grade.
Okay.
When we was in Milton.
Yeah. So how did that work? Like, how did you yeah, what was that like? How, I don't know. Yeah.
It was kind of. It was kind of interesting because, well, you know, they'd be over in this corner, and sometimes, you know, you want to be nose and see what the others were doing.
Yeah.
But it worked out pretty good because that was the only, you know, only school we had, and it was just one big building.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of the floor, not in the middle of the floor, but up in the corner light, that's when they was heating it by wood, you know, by wood and coal stove.
To be like a big
mm-hmm,
stove.
Big old fat, mm-hmm, we always called it the big fat pot belly stove. And they were heating mostly with wood mm-hmm. because, they, you know, up then we didn't have coal and stuff. We just heated by wood.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And your teachers, so there are multiple teachers teaching that same thing?
Uh-huh, they had multiple teachers that taught each class.
And how many mm-hmm. kids were there all together?
I was thinking about maybe about 15.
Okay.
And there were like, some of them would be like first grade, and some were second grade, and some mm-hmm. were third and fourth. And so it wasn't a big class.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. But it was kind of the section, you know, section them all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
what subjects in school, like in, I guess, like in primary school and then in high school, did you learn?
We'd do like spelling, reading, mm-hmm. and like the little arithmetic, and those little subjects like that.
Do you have any favorite subjects?
Not until I got to high school. When I got to high school, I liked the home economics part. Mm-hmm. but it was pretty good in all the rest of my subjects. Mm-hmm. It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. What would you do in home ec?
That's why we would learn to cook mm-hmm. and sew. And I was so proud. I told them one time, I said, the only thing I ever made in home ec was a skirt.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they taught you how to cook. Uh-huh. Back then, they was teaching you how to cook and sew. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. And what was the, what was the background of the other kids in your school? What the racial background of the other kids in your school, and your teachers?
Background?
So, I mean, it was this before integration?
Yeah, because all of them was black, all of them, uh-huh.
And were your teachers, did you have male teachers, or were they all?
All female teachers.
Ladies.
Mm-mm. I didn't have male teachers until we got to high school.
Holloway. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Were there any rivalries in sports? Were there any sporting tensions or, competitions?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Everything was wrong. Mm-hmm.
Did you play any sports in high school, or were you on any teams?
No, I didn't play any sports.
Were you in any clubs or anything?
No, back in the, but sometimes they would have you, you know, like group doing, they would group you off to do things,
mm-hmm.
you know, like cooking, and they put you in this group over here to cook, and mm-hmm. this group over here maybe, so just, you know, group stuff in the classroom.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What about for punishment? How did teachers punish students in, I guess, in primary school and then in high school?
Most of this one, I don't know. Hello. Oh, Rebecca here. We was in the middle of the interview.
So what did they use for, how did your teachers, discipline kids at school who acted up?
Oh.
Or did you ever get in trouble?
Sometimes, you know, you get the urge to skip class or whatever. But most of the time, if they make you do if they caught you doing something, you know, then skip class or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And when they did, or they just do a little punishment, like maybe make you sweep halls mm-hmm. and make the guys would, you know, like wash windows or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They'd make you clean your room, walk the hall, clean the hallways and bathroom, just, you know, little stuff like that. But they never did. Just go to really, you know, extreme to do nothing.
Yeah. What about at home? Did your mom or dad or grandparents, did they ever, what kind of punishments did they use?
Most of the time they just make you go to your room and stay in there. And because I don't know whether my mom and dad, they didn't do too much whipping.
They weren't.
Just do most of the punish, like send you to your room.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't let you come out. We didn't have much TV back then, so you couldn't watch TV too much.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So they would just do most of the punishing, like, you know, maybe just send you to your room, or either if you want to do something, they wouldn't let you do it in about a week or 2 weeks, or punishment, most of what they done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what were your favorite songs or band, musical bands or singers back when you were growing up? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. I remember I liked the Holloway. Holloway had a nice band when I got to high school.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know.
Popular.
It's toll free. I don't answer them. Mm-hmm. Toll free. They said they would, you know, block him, but he wouldn't start till Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes they, you know, they get aggravated because they can be the same one.
Like, just over and over.
Uh-huh, just over and over. And then if they, you know, just let, you know, if you just let it rain, and then they just rain. And I know one time it was toll free call, and it was like the health care thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, like when they be doing advertising different things on like Medicare and all this stuff, and they can be the same one.
It's like, yeah, uh-huh. It's really not fair.
Yeah, it just kind of gets on your mind, it's on your nerve.
I feel did you listen to any radio programs?
No, I'm not listening to radio too much.
Mm. And you said you watched TV. Do you have any favorite TV shows? Or?
Oh, Andy Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
Love Andy Griffin. We used to watch Facts of Life, and that was Miss Andy Griffin. And I said Andy Griffin's been coming on for years and years, because when we was real little, they was on. Just like mostly funny stories. Yeah. Lucy, I love Lucy and all that.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any favorite things you used to like to read from when you were like a child or a teenager?
Mm,
like stories your family had?
Mm-hmm.
What about favorite foods?
Oh.
Things your mom cooked, grandma cooked, or?
I said, macaroni and cheese. Sweet potatoes. That's what we were brought up on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been favorite to fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother, she always liked my dad, they always liked fish. And they would eat mostly like perch fish, and I couldn't stand perch fish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like perch. But I like the catfish mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we would always do, you know, like, and sweet potatoes. I said that was our main dish on Sundays.
On Sundays.
Uh-huh.
What was your largest meal of the day, and what did it, and like what was like typically, what would it be?
Most of the time, my largest meal of the day would be like supper time, because breakfast, we didn't eat breakfast hardly. We just, you know, did cereals and stuff like that, rice. My mama used to cook rice all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she always liked grits, but we couldn't stand grits. Some of them made grits, but I didn't.
Yeah.
But I liked oatmeal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And right now, my favorite, I can't, cereal, I don't eat nothing but oatmeal. I eat the Frosted Flakes.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I love Frosted Flakes. Can't stand Fruit Loops. I don't like nothing like that.
Oh, man. Did you ever do any traveling when you were younger, like in your when you were a kid or in your teens?
No, we didn't do too much traveling. Just kind of stayed around home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about later in life? Did you travel?
Mostly, yeah, but we didn't do too much, you know, like later, we would, some of our church members, we would get together, you know, in church, and we would go to do vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'd go to Florida,
mm-hmm.
And then, mostly, we just kind of travel, like, from, you know, went to Florida, and then when my sister lived in Dayton, we would always, you know, travel there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about all we, you know, all the traveling we've done.
Yeah.
Not too much of traveling.
Yeah. Do you want to travel? Do you have any interest in doing more traveling?
I would like to travel because I would like to, well, no, we always like to stay in motels.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just always like to stay in motels and stuff. Love to travel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you do most of your traveling like with church groups
then? Uh-huh, yeah, it'd be a part of our church group.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd always go by van, bus or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it would be like maybe 2-3 vans, and they would, you know, just fill up with many. It would always be like a 15 passenger van and stuff. So we'd all get together. Uh-huh. We'd travel by van. And it was a lot of fun. You know, you go so far and then you stop and rest and get out the rest area. And we always stayed at, you know, stayed motel. And we divide up maybe 4 or 2 a room. So we had fun.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It was a lot of fun.
So tell me more about your parents. Where are your parents from again?
Huh?
Where are your mom and dad from?
We all was from Rutherford County.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what was their highest level of education? Or how far did they get in school?
I don't know. I think my mother, my dad, I don't think he went all that far in school. And I know he didn't know. He didn't go to high school, because I think his highest level, you know, he went to grammar school.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he went to high school. I think my mother, I think they was about the same level,
okay.
Maybe about 7th, 8th grade. Uh-huh.
And did either of them serve in the military?
My dad did.
He did?
Uh-huh.
Did he go overseas or?
Yeah, because back in then, what you call it, World War II. I think he served in World War.
Probably one.
Probably one
two?
And two.
One or two. Okay. Oh man.
Yeah, I think it was World War I or World War II or World War I or something.
Mm-hmm. Did he ever talk about that with you?
No, not too much. Mm-mm.
What was their did either of them, your mom or your dad, have a favorite saying or proverb?
I don't remember.
What were they like, sort of personality wise?
Oh, they was. To me, they was the best.
Yeah.
They both, my parents was both. They was good parents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of, you know, kind of quiet. Mm-hmm. Not real outgoing stuff like that. Mm-mm. But they was good. They was real good parents. But they was good. They got along with neighbors and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We was, always lived in a friendly neighborhood, and everybody got
mm-hmm.
along good. So they was pretty good. My grandparents, they was good grandparents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We would go to their house maybe just wanted to go stay all night and stuff with my grandparents, and we would, you know, go to our grandparents and stay all night or something like that. They
yeah.
were always good grandparents.
And are those your mm-hmm. mom's parents or your dad's parents?
That was my mom's parents. My dad's parents, I didn't know because they had all passed away, you know. I knew my dad, on my dad's side, I knew like his sisters and brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But I never know his mother and father and stuff.
Okay.
And
did they, I guess like what, with your grandparents, what were their professions? What did they do?
They all, my grandfather, he always farmed,
mm-hmm.
did farm work, and my grandmother, she just always worked, you know, in people homes.
Mm-hmm.
And, uh-huh.
And did either of them serve in the military?
I don't know.
And what important lessons did you learn from both, like, your parents? Like, what's the most important lesson that, I guess, you learned from your parents? and then from your grandparents?
I don't remember. They always taught us how to be, you know, good children, good grandchildren. They always taught us the best way in life. You know, how to treat people and, you know, just be kind and... It was pretty good. We learned a lot from it.
Mm-hmm. What about, so did your family own own property or own land?
No, not at all.
Okay. And so you said your dad, or your dad, your grandfather, they worked land. Did they share crop, or were they just working on someone's land?
They just worked on somebody. Okay.
Were there other elders in your community who were important in your life? And if so, who?
I don't know.
Nothing comes to mind. While you were growing up, did anybody ever talk to you about slavery? Like, outside of...
No.
Not really? Okay. So you said before you hadn't been married, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kind of stuff did you... And did you have a garden when you lived in Middleton?
No. We never did a garden.
And in Murfreesboro, was there a garden?
Mm-mm.
No gardening? Okay. What about the black-white relationships? Like, the relationships between blacks and whites. I guess, like, in Middleton, what was that like? And then also in Murfreesboro.
What was it like where we lived?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Growing up, what do you remember about it?
I was little. I mean, I don't remember too much growing up in Milton.
Uh-huh.
I do remember that, you know, that's why I started going to school and stuff in Milton, and it was, you know, it was just normal, ordinary going.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you ever, no, go ahead.
Sorry. It was just nothing, I said nothing really exciting.
Right. Did you ever, feel any discrimination or feel any kind of feeling?
No.
What about church? Did you go to church growing up?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I've been in church ever since I was 9 years old.
What church
are
you
in? I joined Bradley Creek. That's in Milton.
Okay.
That's when we was living in Milton. So when we, I joined church there. It's Bradley Creek, up on Bradley Creek, Milton Road. And when we moved to, from Milton to Murfreesboro, we didn't change churches. We just got in the car and just go back to Milton.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What,
so we still go.
What kind of church is it? Which denomination?
It's a Baptist.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about going shopping or going to stores when you were young?
That I love to shop. Yeah, you just get so excited and going to stores and seeing all the different stuff. So
yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
What about the role of black-owned businesses in your community when you're growing up?
Did they what?
Or I guess, like, what was the role of black-owned businesses in the community in growing up? Do you remember there being black-owned businesses, I guess?
No, not too much of that.
I guess, like, yeah, so how did segregation affect your community? Did you notice it, or, like, any effect of it? And then, like, when integration happened, did you notice any effect there, or?
No, we didn't, no, because nothing ever did, you know, we never mm-hmm. didn't have no disturbance or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, what's usually the largest meal of the day? Just before it was supper.
It's lunchtime.
No, it's lunch?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because sometimes I don't even do breakfast.
Yeah. Me too, it's hard.
So.
And what does it usually include? I mean, do you eat the same things that you used to eat, or is it different?
Yeah, about the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have children?
I have two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, boy and girl.
Tell me about that.
This boy, the boy is oldest. Mm-hmm. Sherry, she's next. So I just have two.
Mm-hmm. What are they?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they both work.
Uh-huh. What do they do?
Sherry works at Walmart.
Uh-huh.
And Darryl, he works landscaping yards and stuff with his cousin's husband.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they both good children.
Yeah.
Always been good children.
And they live, well, I may know, but they live in Murfreesboro, or?
Both of them live here.
Okay.
I say I live with Sherry. She's the one that owns the house.
Yeah.
So I live with her. Uh-huh. So we all three still live here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any grandchildren?
No grandchildren.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't guess they would ever be interested in children.
Yeah.
My sister, Lee, she was the oldest sister. She had four children.
Mm-hmm.
And she had four children and four grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other two sisters, Nanny, the one that lived in Dayton, she had nine children.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole bunch of grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Yeah.
And then my sister that just passed last year, she had nine children and a whole bunch of grandchildren.
Yeah.
So I just, my brother, he just had one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He had one daughter. So then I had two. I had Sherry and Darryl.
So how often does the whole family get together? How close are you still with everybody?
Sometimes we do family reunions, mm-hmm. and most of the time we just do family reunions about, you know, once a year, and mm-hmm. then, mm-hmm. So they all get together, and we'll do dinner and stuff together, and we have different little activities and things that we do together.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So most of the time, since the family is so big and everything, most of the time we'll go to the park.
Yeah.
They don't outgrow the house.
Yeah.
So most of the time, we just do get together and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. About holidays like Christmas, Thanksgiving, do you see?
Now, we'll get together like on Christmas and Thanksgiving, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But New Year's and stuff like that, we don't do nothing for New Year's. Because most of the time, you know, like they'll do New Year's Eve service at different churches and stuff. So mm-hmm. we'll, you know, some of us are over there. Uh-huh. But most of the time, we always do get together on Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what have been your greatest joys in life?
Oh, I don't know.
Not all, but like, I know what makes you joyful.
I don't know. I guess when I had my children. Yep. And when we get together, we just, you know, do things. That's about,
mm-hmm. What about challenges? What's been your greatest challenge in life?
No, I haven't had one.
Or like when things have been hard, what's helped you get through things?
I don't know, it seems like the hardest thing, like when your family, you know, when my mother passed and my father passed, and it was just like, and my nephews and my sister and brother, that's been the hardest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Get through that, it gets easier, but sometimes it's, you know, hard to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, would you call yourself black or African American, or how would you define yourself?
Black.
Okay. Sorry.
I told you it's the same. Hello? Thank you. That's a remind you of Citizen Senior Day at Goodies, this store down there.
Oh, yeah.
And then they say you can punch 9 if you, you know, want to dismiss the calls.
Uh-huh.
So I just punched 9, so they won't call me no more.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. They just do everything. Now, that was to remind you of Senior Citizen Day, Discount Day at the Goodies. You probably pass Goodies store down here.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What is that? What kind of store is it?
It's all clothing store. It's,
okay, okay.
You know, the, children, it's for everybody.
Okay.
Children, men, women, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And they always update the, I guess they call it the discount days and
yeah.
stuff. Mm-hmm. And they do that toll-free.
Yeah, yeah.
Toll-free call.
I'd be like, hey. I hate it. So are you involved in any community groups or church groups, organizations nowadays?
Just go to church and, you know. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You still go to the same church?
Uh-huh.
You still go to the same church?
Uh-huh. You still go to the same church. Yeah.
Instead of each.
So we're just involved in everything goes on at church.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, if you could, what message would you want to communicate to younger people in the community, like, generations to come, if you could?
Mostly it's just stay in church.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Stay in church, and you know, I think like going to church is the biggest thing you can do, and I see that keeps you out of streets, and in just a minute they take you out of church, look like everything just happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I just say get an education and stay in church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's sort of the end for this, but is there any other information you want to include that we have not yet talked about?
I guess we could talk about everything.
I know, I feel like... okay, well, if there's nothing else, then thank you again for participating. Please feel free to contact us if you have any questions or you wish to add to your contribution, but...
No, I think we've been covered everything.
Sure? Okay. All right, well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
All right.